Psalm 111. Please read Psalm 111. It has 10 verses. The psalmist will lift his heart, soul, and voice to the Lord in the assembly of his people. We see the magnitude and beauty of the works of the Lord all around us, in the creation, in the glory of culture, and in the lives of the people of God. Those who delight to think on the Lord also delight in his works and ways. The deeds of the Lord are great, but his righteousness endures through time and eternity. Even the fact that we remember his great works and think on them is a blessing from the Lord, for many remain insensible. The Lord remembers his people and his many promises to them in his word, that he will provide for them, never forget them, and bring them safely to their place of refuge, the home reserved for them in heaven. The methods God uses to keep those promises and bring about his will are examined by those who love him, and we understand more and more about his person. We see his faithfulness and justice worked out, even in a sinful world and in our own fallen life. He is worthy of all praise for his word and holiness, as we see them worked out in the tightly woven fabric of our lives. The great provision is his redemption for his people, which he has provided as a free gift to them, a soul resurrection and a new life through his Son, Jesus the Redeemer. This we glory in above all his marvellous works, and it causes us to have great thankfulness to our God. As we fear him and come to him in repentance and faith, we begin the life of wisdom, walking with him, humbly learning his lessons and being obedient children of God. All praise from every creature belongs to the Lord.